If your restaurant has slow bathroom drains and grease blockages, call Superior Plumbing and Pipelining. Superior Plumbing and Pipelining's high-pressure sewer jetting and camera inspection of the drains will assure your peace of mind at your restaurant. Request a free estimate at SuperiorPlumbingJax.com.
This is the WOKV Ask the Experts Weekend, discussing things that matter most to you. Have a question? Have it answered by local experts. Call 855-765-1045. That's 855-765-1045. Now, In the House Radio Show, brought to you by Universal Roof and Contracting and Renewal by Anderson, Florida.
Good morning, Jacksonville, and welcome to In the House on 104.5 WOKV, Jacksonville's News and Talk. I'm Chase Bunker. Thank you so much for joining us this Saturday morning. I'm joined by Marty Lyles of Universal Roof and Contracting and Ryan Doherty of Renewal by Anderson, and they're here to answer your questions. So give them a call, 855-765-1045, 855-765-1045. And as always, we start off the show off with the appointment of the week, something that caught the guy's eye during the work week. Marty, good morning. What stood out to you this week?
Good morning. Good morning. So this week we've still been pretty busy from the recent storm, even though it didn't come too close to the coast. We saw some trees down. We saw some wind damage. So we've been pretty busy. But one appointment this week that sticks out in particular was in Fernandina Beach. And this particular home, so they had they have a few things going on. So number one, the roof's really old. They kind of knew it needed to be replaced. One of the things that they really wanted addressed was something called a dead valley, which is a section of the roof where, just when the home was built, the design of the home kind of takes the water from the valley and it runs right into a stucco wall or a dormer. So they had a leak that was going on in this dead valley. And when I got up on the roof, I looked at it, and essentially valleys are made for water runoff. The water was all just flowing right into the wall. And this has been going on for 15 years. So over time, it had started leaking. So when looking at it, I noticed that they ran the roofing material behind the wall. So there's something called modified bitumen, which is a low slope or flat roofing system. So a lot of times in these dead valleys, you see the modified low slope, something you'd put on like a flat roof, which is a good choice of roofing material to use in that area. However, they ran it behind the stucco wall. So what I had to inform this homeowner is that when we go to replace the roof, we're going to have to cut and remove the stucco to pull out this old modified to be able to install new flashing and new modified the right way in that problematic corner. So it was necessary to have a general contractor do his roof, which we are general contractors at Universal Roof and Contracting. So this is a perfect example of why it's really beneficial to have a general contractor do the roof, because what we see sometimes, which is unfortunate, but is that roofing companies may just not acknowledge the area. They could cut the old material out and kind of rig something to maybe pass inspection if the inspector doesn't get on the roof or they don't catch it, and then you get a leak in a year or two, then you have to pull up your brand new shingles to address it. So I was able to show him pictures of the dead valley, of the material, the old material ran behind the stucco wall, explained to him that we were going to have to cut and remove all that stucco, but that we were licensed and we had a great stucco person that we've used for several years, that we're going to be able to coordinate to come out the same day that we're doing the roof. We're going to cut the stucco, install the new flashing, install the modified bitumen roof system in the dead valley the correct way, and then have our stucco person come out and fill the new stucco, and then we're even going to paint it. So that was one area on his roof that needed some special attention. Another thing that I see very often, which was also the case on this roof, was his old gutters were impeding the drip edge. What I mean by that is the current gutters that he has on his home, the way that those are fastened to the home and bracketed are through the metal trim that runs around the entire perimeter of the home. That's a part of the roofing system that we have to replace when we do the new roof. So every home that has gutters on it, when you're getting your roof replaced, there's a 50% chance that those gutters are impeding or screwed or spiked through the drip edge that we have to replace. So the right thing to do there is to pull the gutters down so that we can replace the drip edge. What some companies will do is they won't even mention it, or they'll tell you they're going to notch around the drip edge, which means in order to fit that new metal trim around the perimeter of the whole home, they're going to cut your brand new drip edge in, who knows, 50, 75 spots to be able to go over top of those brackets to avoid pulling the gutters down, which is a really bad idea. In fact, this homeowner was told, or they weren't told anything. They were just told nothing about their gutters. Here's your quote to do the roof. So whenever, you know, the company was going to show up to do the roof, they were either going to have to drop the gutters at that point and let the homeowner know last minute and charge extra most likely, or they were going to cut around all those brackets. So if you're somebody who's in the process or starting to think about getting your roof replaced and you have gutters, make sure you're asking the question, are my gutters below the drip edge? Are they in the way of installing that new trim? Because it's something that we see very often. And also what we see very often is people just not really acknowledging it. So we took photos of the gutters that were impeding the drip edge. We're going to have to remove them to install the new drip edge. It's not the best news, but it is what it is. It's what has to be done to do it right. So we're going to be able to facilitate that. And the last thing I want to mention on this roof, because it had a lot going on, and back to the gutters impeding, same thing if you have a screen enclosure in the back of your home and it's bracketed to the home. There's going to be, most likely, those brackets are through the drip edge. But the only way to know is get down really low on the roof and get some good photos and really kind of have a plan before, you know, going into it. But the last thing on this roof I want to mention, this homeowner also had a gas stove. So they had a gas vent on their roof, which is also pretty common. Same thing if you have a water heater. There's usually a gas water heater has a gas vent running up through the roof. It sticks up off the roof 2 to 3 feet, and it looks different than any other kind of vent on your roof. With gas vents, if you're not using, let's say it's an old water heater, you're not using it anymore, we need to know that. We ask those questions so that we can detach it and dispose it, fill the hole. But it's important to know if that gas vent is currently hooked up to anything. You hear horror stories about homes burning down because, you know, of a gas leak. And those gas vents, you know, when we're doing a roof replacement, we need to know, hey, is that still active? This one was. I asked the question. He still has a gas oven stove that he uses on a regular basis. So we were able to let him know that he needed to contact a licensed gas company to come out and disconnect the gas line so that we could remove the vent, and they were going to supply a new vent that we're going to replace, and then he's got to get the gas hooked back up afterwards. So there's a lot of things we look at when we give somebody an estimate. Those are just a few of them that we see pretty regularly. But it's important that when you are going through this process of getting your roof replaced, make sure you're home and you set aside. Sometimes it takes a couple hours to figure all this stuff out. But at Universal Roof and Contracting, we're licensed to facilitate and handle everything that I just mentioned and more. And our estimators are trained to look for it. We take our time with you. We show you pictures of exactly what's going on so that there's no surprises when we show up and perform the roof work.
Yeah, when you're talking about dead valleys, I'm like, that's like no context at all. That sounds like the title for a horror movie. Just the name Dead Valley. Like, yeah, that could be a horror movie.
It could be.
We're not October.
It could be a horror movie. It definitely could. It's like one of those things on a roof that you just have all this water traveling to a place where you don't want the water to go. So not the best case scenario, but the good news is we can address it. Just sometimes requires a little extra attention and extra work.
Well, if your roof is looking a little scary and in need of replacing, call Universal Roofing Contracting at 904-586-4001. Again, 904-586-4001 or visit universalroof.com. Ryan, over at Renewal by Anderson, what is your appointment of the week this week?
Oh, had a really interesting one this week, and it's kind of one of these full circle type projects that we talked to this homeowner a few months ago and finally got everything installed and, you know, got some good feedback, but a very, very interesting story. This homeowner lived just a little bit west of Middleburg, beautiful 8 acres. And these guys were awesome. I mean, homesteaders, just kind of, to put it lightly, Chase, they were kind of getting ready for the electricity to be turned off, if you understand what I mean. So they had an amazing garden, you know, just all sorts of reclaiming systems and backup systems upon systems. It was really an amazing, you know, off-grid home site that this couple had. And, you know, they called us out there because they had, you know, heard of all of the different options that Anderson has available with door systems. And Chase, you know, we've talked about it a lot on the shows. You know, door systems, you know, they can range wildly in price. You know, a basic door, you're looking at $3,500 up to $30,000, depending on what type of options that you put into a door and, you know, how big the opening is, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, we go out to the home and, you know, it takes us right to the problem areas, which are the current back patio door and the front entry door, both sets of double doors. And with these doors and most doors that are out there, your builder grade doors, you know, you're going to have three hinges on one side and you're going to have a basic deadbolt, you know, going into the other door jamb in one spot right in the middle of the door, you know. And with a lot of these in-swing doors that people have in their homes, you know, high winds, people beating on the doors, time, you'll start seeing these doors start bowing from the front and the bottom and kind of pivoting where that deadbolt is. And that's the exact case that happened here. And, you know, he's like, I know you've got some options. I want to, you know, what can we do, you know, in the future to have a door that's actually going to be secure, be safe, kind of keep up with the environment that we're trying to create here with security and being prepared. And so we sat down and we built, I mean, let me tell you, a tremendous door, okay? This is a 20-gauge security steel door. Three-quarter glass, so it's not a full, not your full French glass type door. In this door, we put a multi-point lock system. Now, Chase, these things are amazing. Instead of having the one single deadbolt in the middle of the door, this door has a bolt that shoots into the header of the opening, hooks at the very top of the door, shoots a bolt into the foundation, hooks at the bottom of the door, and then has the standard deadbolt in the middle. So this thing is going to lock in multiple positions. In addition to that, we made this an outswing door with our patented hinges and added an extra hinge. So standard door opening is going to have three hinges. This one now has four hinges. This multi-point lock system, and then we added impact protection to this thing. So this thing now has triple pane impact rated glass in it. This can withstand, in the spirit of Halloween and everything, your Walking Dead type of assault, high velocity hammers hitting this thing multiple times. It's not going to come off the hinges. It's not going to bust in. It's the strongest door that we can possibly make. So we got this project underway. Doors finally came in, went out there and saw him, and he was just over the moon. And I'll tell you what, Chase, I'm just going to read. He wrote a nice little review for us, and I thought it was, you know, kind of pertinent to what we're talking about.
Nice.
So Mr. Thompson said he replaced several doors in his home. Hope the doors are going to feel solid, but they are military grade solid. We are very happy with the quality of the doors. The installation was also very positive. You could tell the crew knew exactly what they were doing in taking out the old and installing the new. It wasn't without its challenges, but they handled everything they ran into with grace and confidence. Communication was always good, and the people were always pleasant throughout the process. I would definitely recommend. So if you're looking for something like that, if you're looking for a specialty door, if you're looking for the Walking Dead type security door, give Renewal by Anderson a call. We've got something for you.
If you want to get in touch with Renewal by Anderson, you can give them a call at 904-586-4952. Again, 904-586-4952, or visit rbafla.com. I guess we're going to just go with the horror movie theme at this point, since we're just bringing up Walking Dead. We have Dead Valley, and it's a shame that this show just couldn't be airing in October, because we would just be on theme and be perfect. You want to give them a call again, 904-586-4001 for Universal Roof. For Renewal, 904-586-4952. We're going to take a break right now. Then when we come back, we're going to have more In the House here on 104.5 WOKV, Jacksonville's News and Talk. Welcome back to In the House on 104.5 WOKV, Jacksonville's News and Talk. This one's going to be a bit of a short segment here. So, Marty, I want to ask you again, what is the Veteran Roof Giveaway? I know this is something you guys started earlier this month.
Yes, so Veteran Roof Giveaway is something that we're really proud to be a part of. Our owner of Universal Roof and Contracting, Ken Mellick, is a retired Army Ranger, very decorated with several medals and honors. And so something he wanted to do a long time ago was once a year we do a free roof for a veteran. And the way that we choose the veteran that we're going to install a free roof for is you go to our website, universalroof.com, and at the top of the page, you click the banner that says nominate a veteran for a new roof, and you just fill out a little bit of information, a little write-up on the veteran that you're nominating, and then we look through those nominations, and on Veterans Day, we choose a winner, and I've been lucky enough to work for Universal for 7 years, and I've been a part of this several times, and I was last year when I got to go out to the veteran's house and say, you're the winner, and let's pick some colors. So super great thing that we do at Universal Roof and Contracting. So if you know a veteran in need, maybe they just can't afford a roof at this time, go to our website, universalroof.com, click the banner at the top of the page, and nominate the veteran of your choosing. And again, on Veterans Day, we're going to be picking a winner.
Yeah, Marty is right. I just went up to universalroof.com just now, and right now it's the first thing I see. It's the nominate a veteran for the veteran giveaway. And so it is that simple. Again, universalroof.com, nominate a veteran for a chance for them to get a free roof. So other than that, we're going to take a break right now for the news. When we come back, we're going to talk about metal roofing and what type of material is the best material for your windows and doors. Find out more here on In the House on 104.5 WOKV, Jacksonville's News and Talk. Welcome back to In the House on 104.5 WOKV, Jacksonville's News and Talk. If you missed part of any of today's show, you want to take a look at or listen to any of our previous, make sure you go to the on-demand section over at WOKV.com. If you have a question for Marty or Ryan today, give us a call, 855-765-1045, 855-765-1045. Call in, we'll get you right on the air and get your question asked right away. I teased it going into the break, Marty. What are some of the benefits when it comes to metal roofing?
Yeah, great question. A lot of people are really excited about metal roofing right now. In fact, I'd say 25% of my appointments are asking about metal roofs, and they are great. However, not all metal roofs are the same. And we talk about this a lot, and it's something that's so true. It's just that there's companies out there that are installing roof overs where they're putting metal roofs right on top of your old shingles. Don't ever do that. Not a good idea. There are exposed fastener metal roofs, which simply put, if you're standing on the ground and you look up at a metal roof, if you see the screws from the ground, that's an exposed fastener, which means just all the fasteners are exposed. So the way that those are installed, you screw the panel down. There's a little rubber washer that goes between the panel and the screw heads. And the reason we don't really like those, especially around the beach, is that in 15 years in the Florida sun, those little rubber washers can go bad. And then you have to get up there and replace them. Really not supposed to walk on metal roofs if you don't have to. So it's kind of setting yourself up for failure. And the other reason, obviously, around the beach, just exposed anything at the beach is likely to rust. So there's another type of metal roof system that's called standing seam, which is all hidden fasteners. Those are the ones, they have about a 1 to 2 inch rib height, which are the vertical ribs or little lines you see in between the panels. So those ribs all interlock together and hide all of those fasteners. So as you can imagine, much better to have all the screws hidden and not exposed to the elements here in Florida. And with that, so that's kind of the first two things we look at. Let's talk about exposed fastener versus standing seam. So then we look at, where are you located? If you're within 1500 feet of salt water, we're required to install a full aluminum roof versus a galvanized roof, which a galvanized roof is just a metal roof with an aluminum coating. But the manufacturers here in Florida have learned that that aluminum coating will not hold up against the salt spray and the salt air within 1,500 feet of salt water. So if you're within 1,500 feet of the river, the ocean, it's got to be full aluminum. So that's kind of the second thing. So you got exposed fastener versus standing seam. Then we look at galvanized versus aluminum. And then there's painted and unpainted options. So if you want just the standard metal look, the classic silver finish, we can do that. We can also do a painted Kynar finish that gets powder coated in the factory before it's delivered to the job site. So that does provide a little bit better UV protection with those painted panels. So that's another option. And then another big one is the underlayment. And this is the case with any type of roofing system. The underlayment's really important. So best practice, what's recommended for metal roofs, is a high heat temperature peel and stick underlayment. So you've probably heard of peel and stick underlayment. It's just all self-adhering like a giant sticker. So for metal, that's recommended, but a high heat temperature version, because metal panels can get pretty hot. So that's really best practice. If you're going to invest in a metal roof, don't cut corners on the underlayment. In fact, if you're going to invest in any roof, don't cut corners on the underlayment. What code requires versus what's right isn't always, they aren't always the same thing. So code will let you put a shingle roof underlayment down before metal panels. And sure, that's going to be a little bit cheaper, but it's not the best thing to do. So there's kind of a lot that goes into metal roofs. So if you are interested in it, we do a ton of metal roofs. We've done them for a long time. We've got great relationships with our suppliers, and we're up to speed on, you know, all the recommended components, so our estimators can talk to you about advantages and disadvantages of each type of metal roof system.
If you want to get in touch with Universal Roof and Contracting, maybe you're thinking about getting a metal roof, give them a call at 904-586-4001. Again, 904-586-4001, or visit universalroof.com. Ryan, I also kind of teased it as well going into the break. I want to know, what are some of the characteristics and benefits when it comes to the Fibrex? Just Fibrex anything.
Well, you know, the Fibrex is a hardwood composite, but, you know, kind of piggybacking on the, you know, the appointment of the week, just because I'm seeing just, you know, a ton of people calling us up about their door systems. You know, the doors that are going into a lot of these new homes, these builder grade doors, and you've heard me harp on this in the past, you know, the builders are going to get away with the cheapest thing that they can possibly get away with. And, you know, the windows obviously are, you know, a big weak point in a lot of homes, but the doors are something completely different. Here in Florida, you may open your window four or five times in a year. You know, we've got a couple weeks here in January. It's nice. Other than that, you know, you're not really opening your windows much, but your doors, you're opening four or five times a day. If you've got a pool, you've got a lanai, you've got dogs. I've got three dogs. My doors take an absurd amount of abuse. And a lot of these homes that I'm going into now, these are all doors that that are going bad. And materials matter. Materials matter in a big way here in Florida, and especially when you're talking about doors. Because when you're talking about doors, you've got two types of doors, essentially. You've got a hollow core door and you've got a solid core door. Now, a solid core door is going to be something like your front door, or that door, that fire-rated door that goes out to your garage. You know, when you hit that thing with your hand, you can feel it. It sounds way different. Hollow core door is that door in your pantry. It's cardboard. You can put your fist right through it. So, you know, if you're looking to replace a door, it's really important that you know the differences, and especially what's out there. Because if you are looking to replace, you know, a janky builder-grade door, and you don't know what you're looking at, you could wind up with another janky builder-grade door. So, you know, materials are, you know, I can't harp on this enough. You've got to get something that's going to withstand the environment and the harsh reality that is Florida. I mean, you know, it's been raining every day now, you know, just a little bit in the afternoon. It beats down on some of these materials. Like, you can't have an all-wood door. So you need to go with some of these advanced-type composites, these advanced hardwood, you know, Fibrex-type materials that are waterproof. Termites won't eat them and are going to give you maintenance-free enjoyment. So our windows, second to none. But, I mean, for everybody that's out there right now, you know, you're in your house right now, go out there and look at your doors. Look at the bottom right, left-hand corner. Are the jams rotted out? Is that thing crooked? Is it hard to open? You know, is it giving at the top and the bottom and only, you know, kind of latching in the middle? You know, they're happening really, really fast in these brand new homes because you're using these doors every day. And keep that in mind when you're looking at a door. You know, get something that's going to last. Understand that that thing is going to be, you know, if you've got kids, dogs, pool, that is going to be the highest traffic thing in your house next to your air conditioning unit. Take the time. Have a professional come out and give you the lowdown of what's available out there and what's going to actually stand up and you're not going to have to do the job twice with.
If you want to get in touch with Renewal by Anderson, you can give them a call at 904-586-4952. Again, 904-586-4952. Or visit rbafla.com. Or if you have a question that you want answered here live on the radio right now, give us a call. 855-765-1045. 855-765-1045. Since we've been talking about the benefits of certain things, Marty, what is the benefits of working with an Owens Corning Platinum preferred contractor? And also, what is an Owens Corning Platinum contractor?
Yeah, Shay, it's a great question. So Platinum Contractor, there's only a couple hundred in the nation, and we've been working with Owens Corning, purchasing their materials for 30 years. We recycle through Duval Asphalt. Owens Corning sends their own inspectors out even after the county inspects our projects. Owens Corning will periodically send their inspectors out to make sure that we're still installing to their highest standards. So only a couple hundred platinum contractors in the nation. What it essentially is Owens Corning has vetted us as one of their top tier installers in the country. So what that means for homeowners is that we can offer a 50-year non-prorated warranty on the system that we're installing. So we have to use all of the Owens Corning components, which you should do anyways when you're installing a roof. You shouldn't mix and match materials because that voids warranty. So we install all of their components on the roof that are designed to go together. And then we're able to offer on the shingle roofs a 50-year non-prorated material warranty, as well as, this is the best warranty in the nation, a 25-year non-prorated workmanship warranty. So for 25 years, anything we, you know, all the shingle system that we do on your roof, that is fully covered 100% non-prorated on our labor, which most of the times you get a shingle warranty and your labor warranty might be 5 years. So this one's 25 years. So it's good peace of mind knowing that if you have any issues on your roof related to any workmanship or shingle problems, the workmanship's actually a 50 year, but it's 25 years non-prorated. And that is a one-time transferable warranty. So, I mean, you see tile roofs with issues and they're triple the cost. And, you know, we're installing Owens Corning shingle roofs with a 25-year labor guarantee, which is pretty incredible. So that's what a platinum warranty is. Not everybody can offer them. So when you work with Universal Roofs and Contractor, you're working with a platinum contractor who's also a general contractor. So doesn't get much better than that. And I want to quickly mention too, because you asked about metal roofs earlier and I talked about kind of the specs, but also very important is the benefits out of the metal roofs. So one thing to keep in mind, the listeners, Chase, you're probably aware, insurance companies are dropping a lot of homeowners in Florida if your roof's over 15 years old. We have appointments every single week for that, multiple times a week. I've seen it with tile. I've seen it with shingle. I have not yet seen a metal roof that the insurance company was threatening to drop the homeowner. So that's something to keep in mind.
Oh, that's really interesting. I never even considered because I know we've covered it here on WOKV with people losing insurances and all that, but the fact that metal roofs have not been the cause of an insurance company dropping. Now, you also said again that you could only build metal roofs in certain areas, I believe, correct?
So you can build metal roofs anywhere. You can just only use the galvanized panels if you're 1,500 feet away from salt water. So we can do a metal roof, the same metal roof anywhere, except for the fact that if you're within 1,500 feet of salt water, we just have to do an aluminum roof. So we can install metal roofs anywhere, just have to kind of be mindful of our geographics. But yeah, and maybe insurance has dropped a metal roof, but I just haven't seen it. And we've seen probably hundreds of shingle roofs, and I've had a handful of tile roofs that were also being dropped. So metal roofs seem to be the winner in the category of longevity, which I would also say with that, that a hidden fastener, interlocking, standing seam metal panel would probably be the best roof you could install on your home.
All right. We're going to take a break, but when we come back, we'll have the final segment of the show with also special offers and promotions. What are the guys offering? We'll find out in just a few minutes here on In the House on 104.5 WOKV, Jacksonville's News and Talk. It's the final segment of In the House here on 104.5 WOKV, Jacksonville's News and Talk. Special offers and promotions. Marty, what do you have going on over at Universal Roof?
Yeah, Chase, great month to give us a call. This September, we're offering 15% off of an entire roof replacement. So that's a huge savings. And on top of that, we're also offering some really great financing options. We've got a few no interest options, which is unheard of. So September, right now, is the best time to give us a call for those promotions. Not only that, it's a great time to replace a roof right now. You don't want it to be too hot when you're replacing a roof. You also don't want it to be too cold because none of that tar and sealants really adhere. So, you know, the next few months, 2 months, really, it's the best time to replace a roof. So give us a call, take advantage of those promotions, and we'd love to come out and meet with you.
If you want to give them a call, you can just call them up at 904-586-4001. Again, 904-586-4001, or visit universalroof.com. Ryan, what about over at Renewable Anderson? Any specials offers happening over there?
I'll tell you what, you know, over here, Chase, we are fighting inflation as hard as we can. The Anderson company is still offering 0% long-term financing. You know, I mean, if you have listened to your own news station, you know that interest rates are just through the roof right now. If you want to try to buy a house, you're at about 8%. If you want to do a home improvement loan, you're at around 10%. Anderson long-term 0% financing, you can get a home, a typical home done, no money down, $169 a month. There has never been a better time. It is now the season to get this done, you know, before things change, before prices go up, before finance programs change. Give us a call today.
You can give them a call at 904-586-4952, or again, 904-586-4952, or visit rbafla.com, which is funny. I was going to ask, like, is this the best time to buy replacement windows? And it sounds like, yes, it is.
It absolutely is. And I mean, any home improvement project, unless you're looking to, you know, come out of pocket for it, which, you know, might not be the best maneuver if 0% financing is available. So give us a call today. We can get the house up to brand new energy efficient standards, lower your utility bill, and lock you in at that 0%. It is the best time to give us a call.
904-586-4952. That's the number for Renewal by Anderson. 904-586-4952, or visit rbafla.com. Well, we've only got about a minute here before we wrap up, and since Renewal by Anderson is the official window and door provider of the Jacksonville Jaguars, we have the home opener coming up tomorrow against the Kansas City Chiefs. It looks like Travis Kelce may be playing the star tight end over for Kansas City. So, Ryan, I'll start off with you. Give me your score prediction for tomorrow.
I'm going to say it right now. Taylor Swift is a huge distraction. The Chiefs aren't going to show up. Kelsey's not going to be there. Jaguars are going to blow them out. I was a little off last week. I called the Jag score, missed it on the other end. I'm saying 27-10. It's a routing.
27-10. It's a routing. Words here spoken by Ryan Doherty. What about you, Marty?
I'm going to go 24-21 Jags with a field goal to win it, just like we did last year to get to the game to face the Chiefs. So I'm thinking we're going to win it at the last second field goal.
I think it's going to be something like that, but I say 27-24 Jags. Well, that's going to do it for our show today. Special thanks for Ryan Doherty of Renewal by Anderson and Marty Lyles of Universal Roofing Contracting for joining us. And special thanks to you for listening to us here on Saturday. Enjoy the rest of your week here on In the House. We'll talk to you next week here on 104.5 WOKV, Jacksonville's News and Talk.
If your restaurant has slow bathroom drains and grease blockages, call Superior Plumbing and Pipelining. Superior Plumbing and Pipelining's high-pressure sewer jetting and camera inspection of the drains will assure your peace of mind at your restaurant. Request a free estimate at superiorplumbingjacks.com.